Hi, my name's Josephine Pembroke, and this is Radio Gorgeous. And today I'm with Bertie Ek-Peregan, who is a trainer, a motivator, a nutritionist, and an all-round healthy person. Hi, Bertie. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Hi, Josephine. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
It's an absolute pleasure. So, you've been inspired to do something new because you're getting disheartened from the clients you've had. Can you tell me what's been going on in your world?
Well, I became a personal trainer about 15 years ago, passionate about helping my clients shed excess weight, really. I really sort of found my niche, and that was helping people to lose the weight. I found that people kept putting the weight back on, that it was much more than just following diet plans and exercising. People just couldn't stick to it. So I decided to learn about NLP, and then I did some coaching, and I got better at what I was doing, but people still didn't stick with it. I mean, they reached their goals, but then they put the weight back on. So I got disheartened, yes, in a nutshell.
So how did you change? What are you up to now? Let's get to the point.
Yeah, well, you know, knowing that diets just don't work sort of led me to think, well, what does work then? What is it that will make this work? And I had sort of one of those light bulb moments, and I realized that I'd had a therapy that had worked for me. And so I decided to become a hypnotherapist because I'd had hypnotherapy myself and it worked.
Now, that's quite a daring thing to do. It's completely different. It's all to do with the psyche, the mind. And also, I mean, hypnotherapy, do we really know what happens and what's going on? I think of it as quite a spooky thing, hypnotherapy. I mean, aren't you going to make me eat an onion on stage or do something strange?
Oh, crikey, absolutely not. But I think you're not alone in those fears, Josephine. Most people I speak to, they just say, oh my God, you know, how scary is that? You know, what will you make me do next? And I just say, it's not like that at all. That's stage hypnosis. And hypnotherapy is not that at all. Hypnotherapy is safe, it's relaxing, and you're in total control. At any point, you could open your eyes and just walk out the room. I don't have magic powers once I'm hypnotizing someone. It doesn't work like that.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, I know.
Anyway, so what's the company you've evolved, and who are the women you're doing it with?
Yeah, so I've begun this company called Thin Forever, and I'm working with two fellow hypnotherapists.
And why does it work, Thin Forever?
It works because we are not just looking at teaching you nutrition. Nutrition's fabulous. You know, if you follow a healthy way of eating, that's the best way to lose weight. But if your mind is not on board with this choice, you will put the weight back on. I've seen it with hundreds of clients. And so we're working together. We've created a seminar, and we are going to change your thoughts about food, first of all. We're going to help you change the pictures in your mind about food so that you're not drawn to things that are good for you to start with. And then we're going to do a group hypnosis session, helping you to discover why it is that you eat the things that you shouldn't be eating.
Okay, but couldn't that be a bit embarrassing, kind of lying down with a group of people you don't know in a dark room? Can you explain what happens?
No, we won't be putting you in a dark room or making you lie down. Obviously, okay. If you want to lie down, you can. But hypnosis can be done sat in a chair. I mean, you just close your eyes, drop your chin, and drift into yourself. It's a bit like meditation, really. You just listen to what we're saying, and we are trying to help you discover why you do what you do. That's all it is.
Okay, but I'm interested to know, are you talking to my conscious brain or are you talking to my... Where
no,
are you talking
absolutely
to?
Not. You know, I've spent years talking to people's conscious brain and I've got sort of nowhere with it, really. I mean, people will stick to something temporarily, but it will feel like a restriction in their life. There'll be a part of them nagging them to go back to eating cake or chocolate or whatever it is that they like eating. And they say, I've got no control over that. I can't help it. I had guests at the weekend. I had to eat it.
Yes. Oh, I have that pressure as well.
Yeah, no, they really believe that they have no control.
Yeah.
And in some aspects, that's true because it's the conscious mind that has no control. I think if everybody had control, then everybody would be slim, or everybody would be confident, or no one would have fears and anxieties.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's all coming from, and I know it is, the subconscious mind. So that's what hypnotherapy does. It talks to the subconscious mind.
And is it because has someone had a trauma or something surrounded by food? I mean, why?
Yeah, for sure. It's sometimes it is a trauma.
Mm.
Sometimes something happens to them in childhood that they make a decision that they need to be big so that they will never, ever be hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
And so that child links onto that idea. You basically hold that idea. Then all through your adult life, you're running an old program. So your mind's saying, no, we must stay big. We're not safe if we're small. So mm-hmm. when you lose the weight, your subconscious mind almost forces you to get big again because it believes you're not safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that command probably just came from childhood, you know, or for example.
And what about like emotional eating? Like I reach for dark chocolate when I'm stressed.
That's really common. People build those beliefs in childhood. For example, you maybe went to grandma's when you were a child.
I did, and she always had a sweetie drawer.
Yeah, had a sweetie drawer. So that represented love, you know. Mm. One, so chocolates and sweets, they could be love. You know, so when you're feeling not loved, you would dip into the chocolate or the sweets, or maybe you hurt yourself and granny said, have some cake, sweetie, it'll make it better. So when you're feeling sad, you're going to reach for cake because there's this old memory that, you know, is working still now. But of course, you're not a child anymore and you don't need those things.
So how can we change our brains? How can you do that?
Yeah, the only way we can change our brains is to reprogram ourselves. But first of all, we have to understand where it comes from, because, you know, we're all unique individual people. We've all had our own childhoods. And unless you get regressed and go back and find out what memories are driving these beliefs and these emotions today, you can't stop it.
And is that going to, that can happen on the Saturday that you're organising?
Yeah, that happens on the Saturday. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. We're going to regress the whole group. Mm. So you'll individually go back into your childhood and retrieve memories that you don't share with anyone else. You'll just look at them, have some understanding about where it all began. And then we're going to reprogram you, basically, with, it's a bit like updating your computer. We're going to reprogram you with positive thoughts, beliefs that help you to evolve and feel differently about food, that you're not that child anymore. You do not need to comfort yourself or protect yourself. You can be different. We're going to give everyone a recording to take away because we want you to play it for 21 days.
Okay, so you've got a recording on a USB stick. You go home, you play it for 21 days. And you know, how quickly would we see a change?
I think it's different for different people. Some people it's instant. You know, finding out why they do something can absolutely be, you know, an eye-opener in the moment. They just say, wow, it makes perfect sense. I just didn't understand why I needed to eat so much bread. Now I see it. I don't need that anymore. So it can be instant. So for other people, it's cumulative, sort of day by day. They improve, they get stronger, they feel more positive, more able to choose the right foods and say no to the things that they don't require anymore. For other people, it's sort of retroactive. They just look back and go, wow, I actually said no yesterday and I've only just realised that. You know, so they're looking back and thinking, I'm definitely different, I've changed.
Bertie, while you're talking, I've just remembered my nickname in the house, in our, you know, as one of four girls, was I was called Queen of Puddings.
Cause, oh, were you?
Because guess what? Josephine would always have seconds or thirds of the pudding.
Do you still do that now?
More like mowing through a bar of chocolate. But I'm just wondering whether, is that a positive connotation or not? I mean, can you have, like, I was quite proud of my kind of crown of being queen of all puddings, but how could that affect me negatively now?
Well, because if you think you're queen of puddings, you'd continue to be queen of puddings because it made you feel good as a child. It was a title.
Yeah.
And as a little girl, being the queen and having the crown and all those things made you feel special.
Yeah. Now I'm more just queen of Radio Gorgeous.
Absolutely. What a great replacement.
No, but I'd say my real weakness, I'd say, is bread. You know, what would you do about that? Because, I mean, bread's a daily thing. I mean, how can I avoid that? And, you know.
Well, how can you avoid it? First of all, we need to find out what the drivers are for making you choose bread over other things. There'll be a reason. There'll be something in your past that made you want to eat bread. And we need to find out. Because until you change that, until you understand it and then change it, you're working on willpower.
Okay, so tell me about the day you're organising and what special offer you have for Radio Gorgeous listeners.
Yes, so we have a special offer because the special offer for the general public actually expires tomorrow. It's £69 instead of £99. But for Radio Gorgeous listeners, you can still have it at £69 even after tomorrow.
Fabulous. But obviously, book up soon because you're selling out.
It's not actually a large seminar. We're doing a very, what I would consider really quite a small group, maximum 50 people in the room.
Okay. It's going to be, okay, so whereabouts are we talking about and when?
It's at the Citadine Hotel, which is in Holborn.
How do you spell that?
C-I-T-A-D-I-N-E-S, I believe.
Oh, yeah, like a Citadine Hotel, yeah. And that's
really close to Holborn, which is station because it's on the Piccadilly and the Central Line.
Very good.
And it's...
What time?
It's going to suit a lot of people, hopefully, because it's a Saturday.
Saturday the 16th, isn't it?
It's the 15th.
Saturday the 15th of October.
It's 12:30 to 4:30.
12:30 to 4:30. I'm writing it all down because I'm hopefully going to get there myself.
Yeah, I hope you'll come.
So anyone that's listening to this podcast, man, woman, and then would you say kind of over 18s, would you say?
Over 18, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
18 and over are very invited.
Yeah, and certain men and women, absolutely.
Would really help if you gave us our website, the website details,
Bertie.
Yes, of
course. Log on and have a look at what we're doing and meet us, if you like, on the... Facebook.
Yeah, you've got Facebook as well.
Go to our website, www.thinforever.co.uk.
Thinforever.co.uk. Fantastic. Bertie, you have been an intriguing and inspirational guest on Radio Gorgeous today.
You're so welcome.
I'm really hoping to lie down with you in a dark room very soon.
Attendees from your radio show.
I'm sure you will, because
if people really want permanent shift with their weight, then they must change their thoughts and beliefs. This is the only way to really have effective change. So I really hope that lots of you will come along and see us on the day. There's nothing to be scared of. We're very friendly, and you will love the experience.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.